Touchstone Pictures. Caravan Pictures. Skyscrapers beyond trees and a road in a snowy landscape. Touchstone Pictures presents. In association with Caravan Pictures. A Roger Birnbaum Northern Lights Entertainment production. An Ivan Reitman film. A New York City street in snowfall. Harrison Ford, 6 days, 7 nights. In a red coat and black hat, Robin emerges in a crowd from a subway station. She's slim with short blonde hair. Someone jostles her, making her spill the coffee she's holding. She throws her coffee into a bin and buys a newspaper.
Morning. Oh. Thank you. No, thank you. Hello. Hi. I'm across the street. Who? No, there's nothing wrong with the ad layouts. I checked it myself. Marjorie just must have gotten one thrown again.
Anne Hesch, David Schwimmer, Jacqueline Obradors.
Well, that's because we changed photographers.
You must be kidding. I double-checked everything. What's wrong with the ad layouts?
What's wrong with the ad layouts, Leo? I'll tell you what's wrong. Practically everything. Because they're the wrong ad layouts.
Marjorie, I have no idea.
Now, why am I standing here looking at 30 pages of wrong ad layouts, Leo? I'll tell you why. Because someone, Leo, didn't do their job.
Okay, the copy on the cover reads, Office Love Affairs. How to get him and your raise.
Good.
Yeah?
Okay, look at me. Here, come in a little closer. Okay, right here. Great. Good, I think we got it.
Carry on. Papaya diet.
Big problem. They're talking about changing the fruit.
What kind of fruit are we talking about?
I don't know. They said kiwi or something.
Oh, I don't like
it. These came for you. They're from Frank.
My goodness, he is so sweet. He was in London.
Very exotic and expensive.
Oh.
Can't wait to see you. It's felt like an eternity. How long's he been gone?
2 days.
2 days?
Yes.
Meet me here at 7:30. Ooh, good choice. Bring doll.
Doll. He does this kind of thing all the time.
Now, with the small doll from the bouquet, Robin arrives with Frank at a Swish restaurant.
Hula Dolls, Polynesian restaurant. Now, just what are you up to?
It's all part
Thank
of the
you.
Surprise.
Thanks. Surprise?
Uh-huh.
So, you're not breaking up with me, are you?
No.
Okay. You sure? Because 69% of all relationships break up in restaurants.
We're not breaking up.
Okay.
In fact, I want to increase the romance in our lives.
And you do?
Uh-huh. First, close your eyes.
Now?
Close them.
Okay.
All right. Now, remember all the times you've said that we never go anywhere and we're always working and we
right.
never have any fun?
Oh, yeah.
Well, open your eyes and look where I'm taking you.
Oh.
Come on.
She opens them on a holiday leaflet.
Oh, you're kidding.
You and me in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks? I can't.
Oh, you can.
I can?
Uh-huh. I cleared it with Marjorie.
You did? Oh, you're a sneak.
Yeah. 6 days and 7 nights on the secluded tropical island paradise of Makatea.
A passenger jet flies over the ocean through a blue sky towards the sunny island. It comes into land. A haze shimmers on the island runway as the plane touches down in the bustling airport.
Yeah, we arrived 15 minutes late.
Oh, is that a problem?
No, that's fine. I'll tell you what. Why don't I go find the bags and you get to go find the charter, okay?
I do.
Yeah, I'll see you
All
in 10
right.
minutes.
Okay.
Sweetie.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you.
In a pale lilac summer dress, matching hat and sunglasses, Robin walks through the terminal with a leaflet. She wanders outside near to a small grey and red plane that's being repaired by two dishevelled men. She looks around, then approaches one of the men working at the front of the plane in bluey-grey overalls.
Excuse me.
That son of a bitch. Miserable piece of rat shit.
Could you help me? I'm looking for tropical charters.
You going to Makatea?
Yes.
Well, we'll be ready in 10, 20 minutes.
She notices oil dripping into a bucket.
But this isn't the plane.
What?
The plane. Where's its mommy?
Oh, Tropical's plane is laid up in Fiji. We're filling in.
You're in luck. I'm your pilot.
I can't go in this. It's broken.
No, it's not broken. It's being maintained. This is my plane.
Uh-huh.
This is a de Havilland Beaver. This is one of the safest, most reliable planes ever built.
Sweetie, there a problem?
Yes. He seems to think we're gonna go in this old thing.
What?
I think we could find another charter, don't you?
We'll find one. There's a boat leaves from the port. Takes 3 days.
Honey, Frank.
All right. Sweetie, I'm sure the plane is perfectly safe, and I'm sure the pilot is a trained professional.
He is the pilot.
Well, if you're gone, we'll be 20, 30 minutes. Gotta get some oil.
Oil? He's gonna get some oil now?
Help us, luggage.
No, thanks.
No, we're good.
Now they're in the plane wearing life jackets.
All right, everybody tied down.
Listen, are these really necessary?
Only if we crash.
A busty brunette in a skimpy, peachy orange outfit.
Hi.
Everybody, this is Angelica, our flight service director.
Hello. Thank you. Hi. Sorry.
Hello. Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Oh.
Hey, hello. Are you guys going to Makatea?
We hope.
Oh, you love it. Are you from these states?
Yes.
I lived there for a while, too. It's very fun. Hey, Queen, look what I got. Check it out.
What's that, baby?
It's a bathing suit, silly.
I thought it was an eye patch.
The plane takes off with the mountains in the distance, soars through the clouds, and in no time is flying over the open ocean under the blue sky. Robin looks out at a large mountainous island with a flat smaller one nearby, surrounded by inviting azure and turquoise waters. A crescent row of thatched huts stand in the sea on stilts, reaching out from a golden beach with a pool and other buildings nestled amongst palm trees. The plane gradually approaches a rough landing strip, then touches down.
Welcome to Makatea.
Here we are. Thanks for flying Harris Freight. Frequent flyers earn bonus points. Good for valuable merchandise. Hey, you're not trying to steal my vest, are you?
They hand back their yellow life jackets and are later driven to a resort's hotel in a small buggy.
Tim, Miss Monroe?
Yes.
Welcome to Hanaiti.
Thank you.
I'm Philippe Sinclair, the general manager.
Hi.
Can we have the reservation for Mr. Martin, please?
Now they're shown to their spacious room.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Wow.
Double doors open straight onto the beach.
Okay.
Oh.
All right, we're never leaving.
Yes. I want this to be the most unforgettable vacation of our lives.
They kiss. That night, they stroll through the hotel grounds.
Having a good time?
Well, honey, I'm having a great time.
Hey, you know what today is?
What?
It's our anniversary.
We have an anniversary?
Yeah, unofficially.
Oh.
3 years ago today, we first met.
What, today?
Today. You don't remember? We fought over a cab.
Oh, I called you a jerk.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
That you remember.
Sorry.
Yeah, see, but that's okay. It was all part of love's odyssey.
Odyssey?
Mm-hmm.
If I asked, would you wear something special for me tonight?
What'd you have in mind?
This.
A ring.
Will you marry me?
Gazing into his dark eyes, she smiles and kisses him lovingly. Band members are playing in brightly patterned shirts. The singer's also wearing a snazzy straw hat and shades. Frank and Robin take to the dance floor.
The Calypsonians were all gathered together, singing such a mournful tune. I don't know if it was in the summertime, it could be the month of May or June.
Frank blows her another kiss. She smiles to herself as she finds a seat. Quinn, the pilot, is standing drunkenly nearby and notices her. He tries to act nonchalantly and grooves with the music as he makes his way over. He steps up behind her at the bar.
Thought this was a beautiful island, but with you here, it is even more beautiful.
Oh.
How long have you been on Mecatea?
Well, you're kidding, right?
No.
Well, you brought me here. Today? 5 hours ago?
Oh, I'm so... So much has happened since...
Oh! Oops! Oopsie! Wow! There you go.
Slip.
Yeah. So where's your co-pilot?
Oh, she's busy with the tourists.
Well, that sounds like you don't like us.
Oh, no. Never bite the hand that feeds your mouth. Whatever. Besides, you know, they're good for a laugh.
You're a big laugher, are you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. They come here looking for the magic, expecting to find romance when they can't find it any other place.
Maybe they will.
It's an island, babe. If you don't bring it here, you won't find it here.
Oh, heavy. Pilot and philosopher.
Let me buy you a drink.
Hey, I'm here with somebody. You remember him? He came in with me.
I meant both of you.
No, you didn't.
You're from New York, aren't you?
Hey, is everything okay?
Oh, hi. Nice to see you again.
Yeah, you too.
Let me buy you a drink.
Oh, that's very, Oh, but we're leaving. So.
Well, maybe some other time I'll buy you a drink. Okay, bye.
Was he bothering you?
Oh, no.
Was he
was
hitting
little...
on you from over there? It looked like he was hitting on you.
Maybe a little.
He was? Do you want me to do something about it?
Like what?
Hey, I don't go to the gym every day just to watch old guys shower. You know, I won't. Really? Yeah.
Oh, really?
The next day on sun loungers on the beach.
Well done, ocean. Well done, sky.
Well done, Mai Tais.
Well done, silicone.
Oh, my.
Hey.
Hey, I'm getting a little toasty here.
You want me to put some cream on you, honey?
You do that for me? You cream me up?
Only for you. Where is it?
Excuse me, Miss Monroe? You have a phone call?
I do?
You could take it at the bar.
What? Who would be calling you here?
I have no idea. I'll be right back.
At the thatched beach bar.
Can I get you Mai Tais, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Hello?
Look. I know you're on vacation, but this is a dire emergency.
Oh, no.
The photo shoot's on, but it's an availability nightmare. Vendela and Evander Holyfield only have a mutual 17-hour window. If we don't get them now, nobody's available for 4 months, and we lose them for the May cover.
Well, there's got to be somebody closer whose life you can screw up.
That's the ironic thing, dear. There's not. Vendela's in Sydney. Evander's in Osaka. I threw Taylor on a plane this morning to Papeete.
Tahiti?
Yes, they're all coming to you. All you have to do is fly back to Tahiti, babysit the shoot, fly back out. 15 hours at the most.
Look, this is complicated. Frank proposed to me last night.
Oh, my God!
This is so exciting, sweetie. I'm so happy for you.
Well, I'm glad, but the point is, what kind of message am I sending to Frank if the day after our betrothal I'm leaving him to go on some photo shoot?
An excellent message.
This is the perfect opportunity to establish parameters.
Oh, God.
I read somewhere that 38.6% of all women are pressured into quitting their jobs in the first year of marriage.
Marjorie, you read that in our magazine and we made it up.
Oh, please, Robin, please.
Please, please, Robin, please.
Deal.
Oh, good. Do you have a way back to Tahiti?
Oh, yeah, I can...
A man directs Robin to a large wooden building.
Don't move a muscle. Lay down. Stay.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
I'm looking for
Queenie. It's for you.
Hi there. Hi, I'm really sorry to interrupt you. I sort of have an emergency.
Emergency? What's going on?
Well, my boss called me, and she wants me to go to Tahiti tonight.
Oh, well, I'm sort of on my way over here.
Right. Would $500 cut your labor short?
Baby, you want to go to Papiete?
I can't. I have a show tonight. Tuesday is Tumore night.
Tomorrow night. My hands are tied. That's for later.
You know, I'm stuck. I really, this is really important. You'd be doing me a tremendous favor. How would 700 be?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Great.
I'll meet you at the plane and give me an hour.
Great. Thank you.
Honey, it's a known fact that 38.6% of all women are pressured into quitting their jobs the first year of marriage.
That was in your magazine. You probably made it up.
She stops packing and turns to look at Frank.
If you had to work, I would understand.
That's because you're not as romantic as I am.
Oh. So come with me.
No.
How come?
Because if I go with you, I'll resent the fact that I'm there. Mm-hmm. If I stay here, I'll miss you, but you'll feel guilty. I like that better.
Come on, it's only for one night, hubby.
Say that again?
What, hubby?
I like that. Say it.
Hubby. Yeah.
Now a buggy brings Robin to where Quinn's plane's waiting. A strong wind is blowing.
You're ready to go.
Is it safe to fly?
It is with me.
Well, you're that good, huh?
I'm the best you've ever been with.
I'm not sure I trust your equipment.
We may be old, but we're sturdy.
Mm-hmm. What's all this?
Hotel overstocks, local trinkets. I was going to fly them to Tahiti tomorrow. With your job, I got a twofer.
How handy for you.
Excuse me, just keep this from flying out. There we go. You have my money?
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
It's all there.
I trust you.
The plane taxis round in a tight circle, accelerates, then takes off under dark grey clouds, heading for the ocean. It banks left, then levels out. A red windsock billows at the end of the airstrip. The plane flies through the dusk, leaving glimpses of the peach-coloured sky behind it as it heads into the surrounding grey clouds.
So what kind of work do you do back there in New York?
I'm an assistant editor for a magazine called Dazzle.
Dazzle?
Yeah.
Never heard of that one.
But you're not exactly the demographic we shoot for. this is it.
Dazzle. Your derriere, 5 exercises to tame the beast. 10 ways to light his fire. For Pete's sake, 10 ways to light his fire. You know how a woman gets a man excited?
How?
She shows up. That's it. We're guys. We're easy. Of course, for that, you can't charge $6 an issue, can you?
Now, does that advice come with a 700, or do I need to pay extra for that?
Down the house.
Thanks.
Quinn peers out at the rain, beginning to look concerned. Lightning suddenly illuminates the side of his face. Back at the hotel, guests have gathered at tables under a large thatched roof in the rain to watch people performing a dance. Frank is shown to an empty table, then whispers his order to the waitress. He watches the dancers, some in skirts and garlands, but is soon distracted by a kissing couple. He watches them briefly with a wistful smile. As he looks away, the first things that catch his eye are the bare foot and smooth tanned legs of one of the female dancers. It's Angelica. He stares, captivated by dark-haired Angelica's undulating body. A smile spreads across his face as she seems to notice him. Wearing a wreath of flowers on her head and flowers around her neck, she appears to smile straight at him and beckon to him with her finger as part of her dance. When the waitress reappears, blocking his view, Frank leans to one side.
I'm an island flight watch, Beaver 0318. We are 3,500 on a heading of 110. I'm looking for a weather update, please, along our route of flight.
Be advised. Southwestern.
Say again.
Lightning flashes white in front of them.
I'm sorry. This weather came up quicker than anybody anticipated. We're gonna have to turn back to Makatea. Just not worth the risk.
The plane turns in a wide circle while lightning flashes in the dark clouds around them. The clouds flicker electric blue in the darkness.
A line of squalls has got us boxed in. Tighten up your seatbelt, it's gonna get bumpy.
What? You don't mind if I just come sit up here with you?
Get your seatbelt on.
She does so, then gets out a small bottle of pills. She opens it and starts trying to get one out with her finger.
What are those?
Xanax. My doctor prescribed them for situations of tension. I think this qualifies.
Give me a couple.
You just drunk.
He gives a lopsided grin and frowns out through the windscreen. Robin looks worried. Now a ring of dancers move around Angelica at the center. Frank watches, jerking his head to the rhythm as he eats. Angelica smiles, keeping eye contact with him. Quinn sees Robin fishing for pills from the bottle.
What are you taking now?
Xanax. My doctor prescribed them for situations of tension.
Give me those.
Robin couldn't seem to care less. Lightning strikes the plane and it jolts.
Woo! Hey, that was close, huh? Woo!
That was more than close. That hit us. Shit, fry the radios.
Oh, no, that's bad, huh?
He glances briefly at Robin.
Mayday, mayday, mayday. Beaver 0318. Unable to maintain altitude. Anybody hear this? Mayday, mayday, mayday.
Attention, Kmart shoppers! Snow shovels are on sale for $12.99!
Put that down. I'm unable to maintain altitude. 40 miles south-southeast of Makatea.
Mayday, mayday, mayday.
How many of those things did you take?
You know, I just don't know.
Look, we're in trouble here. I want you to sit back, be quiet, keep your seatbelt tight, and let me fly this thing.
She scowls and salutes him. Frank still engrossed in the dance. Quinn looks grimly out of his side window and sees the black outline of a mountainous island.
There's an island down there. I can see a beach. I'm going to set us down.
Hurry down, Pink.
They descend through the dark clouds. Quinn pulls and pushes a lever at his side between the two front seats, looking worried. A red needle showing the position of the wing flaps moves, and he frowns deeply through the rain-lashed windscreen as he guides the plane lower. The dark beach suddenly looms large before them, and the plane's two wheels touch the sand. One wheel strikes a rock and its entire strut snaps off. As the dancers continue their routine, the plane skids round on its remaining wheel, slamming to a halt. Frank applauds and smiles. Rain lashes the plane on the beach, listing to the side on its one wheel. The next morning on the island is calm and sunny. Quinn is sitting on the piled-up sand next to his tilted plane, studying paperwork. Dejected, he swigs from a bottle. The plane's right side door slowly opens behind him. Robin stands in the doorway, squinting in her long white dress. She loses her footing and falls face first onto the sand.
Good morning.
Could you get me a cup of coffee?
Well, sure, I'll get right on it, ma'am.
Oh, God. Where are we?
Here.
Where? Where?
Somewhere between Makatea and Tahiti. That's the best I can do for you.
Whoa! What happened?
It crumpled the landing gear when we hit.
Well, are you gonna fix it? I mean, can't we reattach it somehow?
Oh, sure. We'll, like, glue it back on. How's that?
Aren't you one of those guys?
What guys?
Those guys, you know, those guys with skills.
Skills?
Yeah. You send them out into the wilderness with a pocket knife and a Q-tip, and they build you a shopping mall. You can't do that?
No. No, I can't do that. But I can do this. Does that help?
She looks around.
I can get us out of here.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Hey. Right? Huh? Phone, huh? I'm gonna get us out of here. Pronto. Right, come on, phone.
She holds it up for a signal. Later, she's sitting dejectedly tapping it against her head. She throws it away, and Quinn comes over with his supplies.
So what are we, like, shipwrecked?
How do you want it?
Excuse me?
You want it sugar-coated, or right between the eyes?
You pick.
We've only got one wheel, so we can't take off. Lightning fried the radio and the emergency location transmitter. Air Seal probably try a rescue, but without a beacon to hone in, it's like trying to find a flea on an elephant's ass. The only thing we've got is this flare gun and a single flare.
Is it too late to get it sugar-coated?
That was sugar-coated.
Well, then what's the bad news?
The bad news is we may be here for a long time. You and me, for a long, 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 long time.
Well, I want my $700 back.
What?
You heard me, my $700, I want it back. You said you were gonna take me to Tahiti, you didn't. Give it back. Come on.
He digs in the pockets of his shorts.
One, two, three.
He tears a note.
I figure I got you halfway.
Halfway? Halfway?
Halfway.
Halfway. Ooh, halfway? Oh, boy, you're good. Whoa, you got me halfway. That's fantastic.
What are you doing? Hey, get away from my plane. God damn it, get out of there.
I'm gonna do something.
Hey, wave that stuff along.
You shut up.
Come on now, get out of there. What do you think you're doing? Leave my stuff alone. Hey, come on.
It's a boat.
It's a life raft.
You can use it to get off the island.
Where are you gonna go? You don't even know where you are. Last thing you want to do is go bouncing around the ocean on an 8-foot blow-up boat.
Don't tell me what I want.
Give it. Hey, don't pull on that. Leave it alone. Hey.
The orange life raft starts to inflate in the cramped confines of the plane, sealing Robin in. Quinn walks round to the window on the other side. Robin's face is squashed up against the glass.
You gonna stop acting like a lunatic?
Fuck you!
Pardon me? What'd you say?
That's what I thought you said.
Frank butters a croissant.
Yeah.
Mr. Martin?
Hmm.
There's a telephone call for Miss Monroe.
Oh, I'll take it. Hello? This is Frank Martin, who is... Oh, hi, Marjorie, it's Frank. No, she left yesterday. What?
Marie, it's Philippe at Makatea. Quinn flew a lady back to you last night. Can you look if the Diaviland is at the gate? No, I'll wait.
I ran into Tony. He said that Quinny didn't make Tahiti.
Hold on, Angelica, we don't know anything yet. Yes, Marie, right here. Bon. Get RC Rescue, Marie. Call me back.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Come on. You want to drink water? You got to haul water. Let's go.
They head along the beach with plastic bottles. Quinn glances at Robin's shorts.
What are you looking at?
Nothing.
Something.
Nothing.
Oh, don't give me that. You were ogling.
Ogling?
Yeah.
Ogling. Let me ask you something.
What?
When you go into a store to buy something like that, what do you say to the clerk? Give me that outfit so nobody will look at me.
No, I like people looking. Just not you.
She gestures to the way ahead with a smile.
Makes you feel any better. You're not my type.
Oh, good. Why?
Why?
Yeah, you know, I'm making conversation. Why?
You talk too much. You're opinionated. You're stubborn, sarcastic, and stuck up. Your ass is too narrow, and your tits are too small.
He marches off.
Hey, you want to know why you're not my type?
Nope.
Frank and Angelica arrive at the airstrip where Quinn took off.
Bonjour, nous sommes prêts pour partir.
Bonjour. Parlez-vous de...
I'm American.
Oh, thank God.
Tom Marr, I'll take
Frank,
you out.
Frank, listen, so how do we find them?
Well, we're going to fly over the water and look out the window.
Whoa. That's it? What about the modern technology? Don't you have, like, satellites, lasers?
Mr. Martin,
heat-seeking
just take
kind
a seat.
Of...
Okay. Well, I'm Ricky.
Yeah, great. I'm Frank. Listen, money is no object, all right?
Yeah, just get in.
Try breathing very deeply. I found that helpful.
If they went into the water, it's only been 12 hours. It's a good chance we'll find them.
Okay.
Tom gives Ricky a serious look, and the dark green helicopter takes off. Quinn and Robin are pushing their way through deep ferns and undergrowth. Quinn goes first, but Robin has the harder time of it as branches he's pushed aside slap back in her face.
Hey, Buona! Why don't you let me leave for a while?
Okay. This'll be interesting.
As Robin goes on ahead, they get clear of the undergrowth and emerge into the open.
Oh!
I found it.
A huge waterfall. Quinn frowns in disbelief.
Come on, Quinny!
As they head over to the waterfall, Quinn trips.
Oh.
Robin marvels at a rainbow in the cascading water.
Oh, it's beautiful.
A brown pig.
Quinn, this is...
Robin backs away, getting closer to the river.
It's a pig. What are you worried about? He's more afraid of us than we... Watch! Watch! Ha! Gone! 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 Get out of here!
Standing in the water, Robin suddenly drops her bottles in shock.
Hey, Quinn?
Huh? What? What?
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but... I'm having a bit of a problem.
What's the problem?
Some sort of creature has just swum up my pants. I'm guessing a snake.
Oh. That's bad.
So, what do I do? I mean, I could reach down and grab it.
No, that could be risky. Might be poisonous.
Well, right. But on the other hand, if it's poisonous and will bite me, do I want to allow it to continue to swim around in my shorts?
All good questions.
Would you just give me some advice, all right? Just advice, input, anything, give it to me. I'm very open at this particular juncture, all right?
Just stand still.
Still.
Stand still.
What are you doing?
Relax.
All right.
Quinn peers down the front of her shorts.
Oh, God.
Not good.
What?
Shh. I'm trying to concentrate here.
Okay.
All right, let's see.
He slips his hand into her shorts. For a split second, she rests her head against his. Concentrating, he almost smiles.
Better not catch you smiling.
He whips his hand out, clutching a small snake, and flings it towards the muddy bank. Robin's open-mouthed in shock. She looks at him.
Thanks.
Well, not without skills.
She smiles uncomfortably and wades to the bank. Behind her back, Quinn grins to himself. Now, Robin has the bag with her clothes open in front of her as she changes in the bushes. She catches sight of Quinn chopping palm fronds nearby and watches him with curiosity as she slips off her top strap. She gets back to dressing and later sits alone on the sand, rubbing cream into her legs. Quinn approaches, covered from head to foot in palm fronds and armed with a makeshift spear.
Oh, you going on a date?
You like it?
Why the fashion statement?
Going hunting.
Oh, for what?
He points his spear towards some peacocks.
No, you wouldn't. They are magnificent creatures.
And I hear they taste just like chicken.
That night, a plucked peacock roasts on a spit over a fire on the beach. Quinn pours some sauce over it. Robin closes her eyes with a smile. She swings her arms in a carefree way.
Hey.
Maybe I should have a taste. You know, just in case somebody asks me someday if you ever had peacock, I can say, yes, I have.
You won't regret it.
Okay.
Perfect.
Whoa!
Quinn passes Robin a hot drumstick. She passes it from hand to hand and nibbles it gingerly.
Oh. Oh, my God. Wow.
chicken. Okay, chicken.
He smiles as he eats his.
Have you always been a pilot?
All my grown-up life.
Mm. Like doing what?
All kinds of flying.
Mm-hmm.
I had my own very successful business.
What happened?
I found a better way of life, that's all.
Like what?
Came out here, got a nice little house on a beautiful beach.
Mm-hmm.
Got my plane.
He looks deflated.
Doing what I want to do. Got peace and quiet. Living the life every man dreams of.
Well, yeah, until they're 12.
He looks at her over his peacock.
I'm sorry. That was out of line.
No.
I'm just cranky, you know, from being shipwrecked.
They smile at each other, their mouths glistening from their meal. They pick up drinks in large round bowls with straws in them, and Quinn shakes a plastic bottle containing the drink. Afterwards, they wash in the sea.
Look at that sky. You don't see a sky like that in New York City.
No, that's a good sky.
Oh.
All right. Sorry. I'm just a little tipsy.
Quinn takes her hand and helps her onto the beach.
Good night.
She walks to the plane.
Good night.
Quinn picks up a bottle and sits by the camp they've made on the beach.
Suave. Really suave.
He swigs his drink and glances back at the plane. The next morning is bright, although mist clings to the top of the island's mountains. Quinn is asleep on his side on the spread-out blanket near his red and grey plane. Robin opens its door and squints into the bright blue sky. She sees a plane leaving a vapor trail.
Oh my God, it's a good thing.
She scrambles out.
Okay. What do we have? A flare! We need the flare! Quinn? Quinn! Get out! There's a plane we need!
Hardly showing any signs of life, Quinn rubs his head slightly, clutching his bottle. Robin struggles, but gets the small orange flare gun out from the front of his shorts.
Flare!
Quinn rolls over, tripping her up and causing her to fire into a palm tree.
Oh! Hey, baby.
He drapes his arm around her. She rolls over him and clambers to her feet.
Oh, boy.
She brushes his hand off her thigh.
Oh, nuts.
Quinn wakes, shocked to see the blazing palm tree, then finds the discharged flare gun.
What the... What the hell did you do? What the... You wasted our only goddamn flare to shoot a goddamn palm tree?
I wouldn't have shot the goddamn tree if you hadn't rolled into me. I was trying to signal the goddamn plane.
What goddamn plane?
That goddamn plane!
Quinn points at it.
That goddamn plane?
Yeah.
That's a commercial airliner. It's 5 miles high going 600 miles an hour. They wouldn't see a nuclear explosion if they were looking for it, much less a flare.
How was I supposed to know that? If you hadn't drunken yourself into a coma, maybe you could have told me that.
You know what you've done? You know what you've done? You've taken our one good chance of being found and... pissed it away!
Don't you dare blame this on me. If you were half a pilot, we wouldn't be on this island!
I am the best goddamn pilot you're ever gonna meet!
Ah! I've flown with you twice, you've crashed half the time! And there is nothing wrong with my tits!
Tom and Ricky's helicopter flies over the calm blue ocean. They're both wearing shades and headphones and are keeping a lookout as they fly. The endless water below them is blue and featureless.
There's so much water.
Don't worry. Wherever they are, Quinny is going to take good care of your girlfriend.
What do you mean by that?
On a dirt slope,
Come on, let's pick up the pace a little. I want to get to the top before dark.
Now they're hiking up a rough track. Cracks appear in the ground, and they stand still. The ground under Robin gives way. She falls into the opening in the ground, then both of them tumble along a deep tunnel.
I've had just about as much vacation as I can stand.
Quinn, then Robin, blunder out into the open through a tangle of leaves and branches.
Stop!
What?
Stop!
There's a black scorpion crawling over Robin's short blonde hair. Quinn grabs it by its tail and throws it away. She stares at it and frowns at Quinn.
I better find the beacon. This way.
That beacon better be up there.
Look, the storm blew us southwest 40 minutes. It's a good chance this is Tammy Tanga.
Ah, Tammy Tanga. Well, that explains everything.
There's a radio navigation beacon on the top of Tammy Tanga. We find it, we shut it down, they come out and fix it. We're rescued.
It took them 2 years to fix the streetlight outside my apartment.
They emerge onto a mountain slope clear of vegetation and covered in brown soil. They look all around them as they climb higher. They cross the uneven ground and reach an edge that drops away, overlooking the ocean and distant shoreline.
Wow, this is beautiful, huh?
Frowning, Quinn gets his paperwork out of his rucksack.
So where's the beacon? Let me see. Well, it's this one, right? Tammy Tanga, the one with the funny-shaped peninsula to the north, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's north, right? Right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Robin stares out at the ocean.
There's no peninsula. Who stole the peninsula? This isn't Tammy Tanga. So there is no beacon that we're going to turn off, and they're going to come and fix it and find us.
We could be further to the south. This could be Mat Nui.
Mat Nui? And what's on Mat Nui?
Us.
He hands her the paperwork, looking uncomfortable.
What? What do I want? What are you doing?
He walks off into a cluster of bushes.
Son of a
They stop shaking, and a second later, Quinn reappears, then slowly walks over to Robin.
Please don't do that again.
I just want one goddamn thing to go right.
Oh, God. I know. Come on. Ever since we've been here, you've been so confident. You have all the answers.
Well, I'm the captain. That's my job. It's no good for me to go waving my arms in the air and screaming, oh, shit, we're gonna die. That doesn't evoke much confidence, does it?
No, that does not. I need you to be my confident captain. I can't tell you how difficult this is gonna be for me if you lose it.
He nods, seeing the sense in what she says. He raises his eyebrows.
Okay. I'm all right now.
As they start walking back down, Robin sees something.
Quinn.
What? What? What do you mean? Hey, come on, get out of it. What do you want?
Look. Oh, yes. It's a boat.
He takes the binoculars and sees a large motor cruiser.
Looks like they're putting into that cove.
Yeah, well, how do we signal them?
Flare would be nice.
Don't start. Come on, what do we do? How do we get down there?
We go down the mountain, up the mountain, down the mountain. We get to our life raft and hope they'll still be there in the morning. Come on.
They hurry down the mountain. Now a flame red sunset hangs over the horizon. Later, when it's dark, Quinn and Robin launch the inflated life raft. Robin scrambles aboard it. And now, in the rose-tinted dawn, Quinn rows them over the calm ocean. Later in the day, Robin rows furiously to get the life raft closer to the shore. They're a small speck on the rich turquoise water. Quinn's asleep at the back. Robin puts the oars down and drinks some water from the large bottle they brought with them. Quinn wakes and checks his watch.
Come on, I'll take over.
Now Robin looks relaxed.
So what's the deal with you and,
She mimes large breasts.
Angelica.
Yeah.
No deal, we're friends. She works at the hotel a couple months a year. We have some laughs. Keep it simple.
Well, has it always been simple, or has there ever been anyone complicated?
He frowns.
That's a yes. Yes? How complicated? Scale from 1 to 10.
12.
12? Ah, what happened?
Well, tragically, she died.
Oh my God, I'm so.
No, she didn't die. Oh. Why, you gonna let me tell the story or what?
Sure, tell it.
She fell in love with somebody else, not just somebody else. My best friend, my partner, the guy I was in business with.
God, what did you do?
Well, I bowed out, gave him my blessing.
Were they still together?
No. They broke up. But not before I sold them my half the business.
Uh-huh.
Came out here, got my plane, never looked back. Best thing that ever happened to me.
There are two boats.
What? Two boats?
Two boats! Ah! Yeah, look! God, this is great, huh? Hello?
Quinn looks through the binoculars. A man is shot.
Sit down, we gotta get out of here.
Why? What?
Gotta get out of here.
What? Get out of here?
Shit.
What are you talking about?
Shit.
Oh my God. Who are they?
Pirates.
Pirates as an arg?
Smugglers, thieves. They rob boats.
Rob boats, they just killed a guy.
Kill us too. Just for being here. Just for seeing them.
The grimy pirate launch is tied up alongside the motor cruiser, and the men are swigging stolen champagne. One of the pirates notices the life raft and picks up his binoculars. He and Robin both see each other.
Shit, he just saw me.
We got company.
Three pirates hurry to launch a black inflatable with an outboard motor.
Oh no. They just lowered a boat.
What kind of a boat?
A motorboat.
Shit.
The pirate inflatable speeds across the flat water. Quinn is rowing like mad, his expression fierce. The two boats approach the shoreline. As Quinn continues to row, two of the pirates line up their guns and fire. Go, go, go. Quinn and Robin dive into the water as bullets tear through the life raft. They run up onto the beach under a huge archway worn through the cliff face. The three pirates arrive at the beach and start to give chase. As the men reach the archway, Robin and Quinn are clambering up a sandy slope. They reach the top of the slope and struggle for breath as they stagger on.
Oh, I can't.
Yes, you can.
How do you get over?
Quinn directs Robin into the undergrowth.
What?
Go.
Where? Why?
As two pirates run by, Quinn lifts up a log which trips them both up. As the first reaches for his gun, Quinn kicks him in the gut, then grabs him around his neck. The pirate fires his gun wildly as he's spun around. The other pirate reaches for his gun, and Quinn hits him over the head with a log. As the first recovers, Robin runs out of the bushes and strikes him across the back repeatedly. Quinn smiles at her. The lead pirate appears and seizes Robin, aiming a pistol at Quinn.
Let's not make this difficult.
One of the others punches Quinn to the ground.
That was a very stupid thing to do. I'm gonna have to kill you. Say goodbye.
We've got gold.
She stares at Quinn, encouraging him to play along.
Up. Gold.
Gold.
Yeah, we've got gold. I'm a jewelry designer. I design jewelry with gold. And precious stones.
Precious stones, like...
I have sold to all the finest stores, and we've got display cases on the boat, because we're expanding the business in the Far East, but that's my husband's end of the business.
Because I'm in marketing.
Whiz! You're a whiz!
Robin and Quinn share an intense look as the pirates talk amongst themselves.
Take us to the boat.
Suddenly, Robin and Quinn dive to one side and roll down the slope. The pirates start to fire and then give chase. Robin and Quinn reach a more open area and change direction, but the pirates follow their trail. Now, out on a rocky ledge, Quinn and Robin weave between loose rocks until they reach a steep drop.
Go on three. One, two.
I can't. You go. Save yourself.
He plants a kiss on her lips.
I'm sorry.
You're kissing me?
No. For this.
He shoves her over the cliff edge, then drops down after her into the water below.
Go figure out. Get out.
The pirates run to the ledge, but there's no sign of Quinn or Robin.
Damn! Damn!
Frank's at an oceanside bar, pouring his heart out to Angelica.
You know, some people say you don't know what you had until you lose it. It's a lot of crap. I knew what I had. God, I loved her. Love her. Love her.
Not to insult you, but I don't think men know what love is.
I do.
Yeah?
I do.
Well, guys, they tell me they love me all the time.
Well, I'm sure at least some of them mean it.
No, they don't.
Back on the island, Quinn helps Robin out of the rolling surf. They both fall onto the beach, but he helps her up and they stagger on a few more steps before collapsing again. As she lies back on the sand, catching her breath, he crawls on top of her and kisses her. They kiss with increasing passion until they're both distracted by the engagement ring on her finger. Their passions cooled, they get to their feet. Later, they're running through the jungle.
Do you think they gave up?
I don't know. We shouldn't go back to the camp. The plane's too easy to spot.
I am so scared.
Makes you feel any better. I'm a little scared myself.
No, that does not make me feel better.
I thought that's what women wanted.
What?
Men who weren't afraid to cry. They were in touch with their feminine side.
Well, not when they're being chased by pirates, they're like a mean and armed.
He touches her face, then leads her up a sandy slope, keeping an eye out as they go. Now, in an area of denser jungle, he points up at an old plane that's crashed into a tree.
Whoa. This is not a good island for airplanes.
It's Japanese World War II float plane. It's been up there for 50 years.
Jesus. You don't think there's any way that you could...
This looks like a safe place to spend the night. I'm gonna see if there's anything I can use up there.
Frank and Angelica stagger drunkenly through the resort to her place.
Hi.
Hey.
This is me here.
Whew. We gotta meet them at 6 a.m. They're gonna widen the search.
I may be too drunk to wake up at 6 a.m.
I know how... Are you sure you're okay? You're fine?
Yeah, I'm just going to take a shower and get into bed. Are you okay?
I'm good. Yeah.
I mean, do you want to stay here tonight?
Stay?
Yeah, with me. I mean, you probably think I'm being slutty or something, but I'm feeling bad and you're feeling bad and I'd really like for you to stay.
I just don't... Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah?
No, I can't. I mean, I'm still clinging to hope. And holy... No.
No.
No, I...
Are you sure?
Yeah. No, I see him leaving the room.
Frank reluctantly leaves the topless Angelica behind. Quinn and Robin are eating some large fleshy fruits.
Breadfruit.
It's not bread.
It's not fruit.
A campfire crackles at their feet.
I want to kiss you. I really liked kissing you.
I liked kissing you.
They gaze into each other's eyes.
But if I start, I'm not going to be able to stop.
Sounds good.
Doesn't it? Can't.
He stares into the distance and nods his head. Before turning to her and smiling.
We should get some sleep.
She fidgets uncomfortably until he puts his arm around her.
Come here.
With a smile, she snuggles up to him and rests her head on his chest.
This feels good. And safe. Feels good and safe.
Quinn looks up at the crashed aeroplane's floats. He seems struck with a thought. The next morning, suddenly a float from the crashed aircraft falls to the ground, waking Robin with a start. She steps forward, looking up at Quinn, who's perched in the tree.
Good morning.
What are you doing?
Got a plan.
Good. Anything I can do to help?
Yeah.
Yeah, just a second.
Philippe waits outside Angelica's door.
What is it? What's wrong?
Angelica, the helicopter's going up in 20 minutes. If you're going, vite, huh?
20 minutes. Jeez, I didn't realize it was... Okay, thank you, Philippe. Tell them I'm on my way, okay?
Oh. She wakes Frank.
Metele, pibe, vamos. The helicopter's going up in 20 minutes.
Oh, God, what did I do? And how many times did I do it?
Are you okay?
Huh? No, this was wrong. This was all wrong.
Excuse me. How could you say that?
No, I mean, everything you did was very right. But what I did was wrong. This is wrong.
No. It's just we're going through a terrible ordeal. It's like when after a funeral,
yeah?
Everybody has sex.
Not everybody.
No?
No.
Quinn has made a catamaran out of the two floats from the aeroplane. He and Robin use long poles to push their craft along the river. Later, he pulls the floats along as they wade through the shallows. Robin looks over at Quinn and smiles.
What?
Nothing.
You know that woman I was telling you about?
A heartbreaker?
She was my wife.
Oh.
12 years.
You have any kids?
No, we didn't have any kids, thank God. I always wanted kids. Bunches of them.
Really? There's still time. Oh, come on. How old are you?
Well, what... How old do you think I am?
Let me think.
Guess.
45? 48? 50. 50?
He whispers to her with a grin.
You still look good.
I still am good.
Now they're at the start of a stretch of white water.
Let's get these apart. We gotta take them down one by one.
You first.
He unties the first float.
Careful!
He edges it forwards, but it gets caught on the rocks that break the water's surface. It then flips over and hits him on the back. He rolls it over, and it then gets caught in the current, but a strap is hooked around his neck, and he's dragged along with it. He's pulled over a waterfall and struggles up for air.
You all right?
I'm fine. Okay, your turn.
Frank's frowning as Angelica tucks into some breakfast.
Mm-mm. How can I eat? I'm scum. I'm garbage. This experience has tested me and has revealed no character whatsoever.
Stop beating yourself up. You're a guy. You can't help it.
Philippe walks over.
Mr. Martin, forgive me. I just heard they decided to call off the search. I'm sorry.
But that's it?
He nods solemnly, and Frank gasps. Now Robin and Quinn are dragging the floats that have been bound together again across the sand. They reach the ocean and drag them out onto the water. Robin hacks down a small tree and chops at it with a knife, whilst Quinn tries to cut down a tree with an axe. He carries its stripped trunk over his shoulder onto the beach, whilst Robin winds some rope around her arm. Quinn begins to tie some of the thin trunks together using the rope to make a frame. Later, the frame's been positioned alongside the plane with a leg on either side of the left wing. A rope goes over the frame and is tied to the wingtip. He pulls the other end of the rope tight and ties a loop in it. As Quinn uses a handle to winch the rope taut, the plane begins to right itself.
It's working!
Now they're both cutting through some thick bamboo shoots. He looks over at her as she finishes cutting her bit before he's finished cutting his. She carries a large bundle of the bamboo back to the plane whilst he digs a hole in the sand. She drinks from a large bottle of water and he wipes some sand off her back before taking some water himself. They haul one of the floats into a deep trench they've dug into the sand.
Keep coming!
Quinn pulls as Robin pushes.
Push!
Having maneuvered it into position, they sit back and catch their breath. They tie the lengths of bamboo together using rope and some straps. Then she watches him as he does some hammering.
Ready?
Aye!
Put her down!
Loosening the rope lowers the plane onto the float. Now they're passing the bamboo under the plane and resting it on the float. They make finishing touches to their makeshift seaplane floats. Quinn standing next to the rudder when something causes Robin to look up suddenly.
Look!
The pirate boat's on the horizon. One of the pirates reloads the mortar whilst the leader looks towards the shore with his binoculars. As Quinn and Robin move the frame away, the pirates fire another mortar.
Get out of here!
Too far back to the right.
The pirates fire again, and the shell lands just next to Quinn, throwing him onto his back. Robin rushes to his aid.
Oh, God! Are you okay?
She turns him round, revealing a bloody wound on his chest.
Come on, come on! I'm in! Get in the plane, hurry!
He heaves himself in and starts pumping a lever on the door frame. The pirates reload their weapon.
Hurry, hurry up!
Quinn winces in pain as the propeller slowly reaches full speed. A shell explodes just behind the plane.
Damn! Get out of the way!
The plane skims across the water.
Reload quickly!
The pirates fire again, hitting the water just to the side of the plane.
Take off!
They're heading straight towards the pirate ship. They both heave back on the flight yokes as the pirates desperately try to unjam their weapon. At the last moment, the plane takes off, rising above the pirate ship. They fire their mortar as the plane zooms overhead.
Hit the ship!
But the mortar falls straight back onto the boat.
Stay with me here. Stay with me. You're doing great. Come on.
Look, I should tell you a few things about airplanes.
Why's that?
Because I may not be conscious when it comes time to land this thing.
Oh, shit.
Take the controls. I want you to get a feel for the yoke.
You're serious, aren't you?
Small corrections.
Sorry.
Small corrections. Just look at the horizon. When we get there, you're gonna line up about 100 feet out from the beach.
At the resort, Angelica and Frank lay a long ribbon of leaves and flowers in the ocean.
We are here today to honor two fine people, Miss Robin Munro and an old friend, Miss...
Father, please forgive me, for I have sinned. I've been bad, very bad.
Quinn's now unconscious, and Robin's making slight adjustments as the plane flies across the ocean.
Quinn, don't make me do this alone. Please, Quinn, don't make me do this alone. Shit.
I would say a few words about our friend Quinn Harris. He was a kind of man.
Angelica's comforting Frank when she hears the plane noise overhead. She turns and sees it appear from behind the tree line.
Lined up with the beach. Throttle to 65 knots. The hell's a knot?
It's Queenie! Look!
Thank you, God!
Flaps. All right. Go slightly elevated for landing.
The onlookers on the beach look aghast as the plane makes a rough landing on the water. It skids across the ocean, throwing up water and losing one of its floats before eventually coming to a halt with a broken wing.
I'm coming, sweetie!
The onlookers rush out to help as Robin comes to.
Oh. Quinn!
He comes round.
We did it.
He looks at her with a pained smile.
I'm coming! Robin! Sweetie, help! Robin! Oh my God, you're alive! Oh, you're hurt!
No, I'm fine. He needs a doctor. Get him a doctor.
A doctor! We need a doctor! Come on, sweetie.
Can you move your leg?
Be careful.
Watch out.
Okay. Are you okay, baby?
Okay. Slowly.
Quinn and Robin are helped through the shallows back onto the sand. Sometime later, Robin's in a dressing gown, looking in a mirror at a scar just above her left eye. She touches it thoughtfully.
They brought the tea.
Oh, great.
Do you want some honey, sweetie?
Sure.
The guy said the hotel's offered us a month's free stay anytime we want.
Oh, I'm probably afraid I'm gonna sue them.
How are you feeling? Are you all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm just, you know, tired.
Here we go. Oh, sorry.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I didn't get much sleep.
Frank, come here. Sit down.
It was terrible. I mean, I think deep down, I never expected to see you again. You know, I was lost. We're just people, you know? You know, Robin, we're not perfect. I mean, under that kind of pressure, I mean, people do things, you know? I mean, you don't know, right, wrong, you're crazy, you're nuts. You know, you...
Quinn's in hospital, sitting in bed with one arm in a sling. He's flicking cards into a bedpan with his free hand. Robin comes in and walks through the ward towards his bed. Seeing her, a wide smile appears on his face.
Hi.
Keeping busy.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good, thanks. This is not so bad. How about you?
It's fine.
Good.
What's the deal here?
Deal?
With us?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
She sits down on his bed and gazes at him.
Was what happened on that island anything? Or was it just something that happens to two people when they're alone on an island together?
with something.
Something.
Yeah.
So, now what?
Look, I'm pretty set in my ways, and you got all kinds of possibilities. You deserve someone fresher.
Don't you think that's up to me to decide?
Let's be smart about this. You're not going to move out here and become my co-pilot. And I'm not going to go to New York and be your receptionist, so... Where does that leave us?
I don't know. I guess it leaves us nowhere.
So let's not complicate things.
Oh, I forgot you like things simple.
Right.
She slowly gets to her feet.
Well, good luck.
Good luck to you, too.
I hope everything works out for you.
A doctor comes over.
So how's that shoulder today? Need something for the pain?
He stares at the door as it closes, looking troubled. Later, Robin and Frank are sitting in the airport terminal.
Well, 14 more hours, then back to reality.
Frank. I don't think we should get married.
What? How come?
Because I think it's wrong for two people to get married when something is hanging over their heads.
Oh, my God, I'm sorry, Robin. I'm sorry. I was distraught. And then she took off her blouse and was like, oh, my God. But I walked away. I did. I went back to our room. I tried to go to sleep, but I thought of you. I thought, oh, I didn't know if you were dead or what. So I went back to her bungalow, you know, just to... And she, Robin, she answered the door with on.
Who?
Angelica.
You slept with Angelica?
Who slept? Are you kidding? Didn't you know?
How would I know?
Wait a minute. You just said there was something hanging over our... What do you mean?
Gwen and me.
Aha!
Oh, Frank. Something happened. Something happened that shouldn't have happened if you and I were really...
in love.
She sighs, pulls her engagement ring off her finger, and places it in Frank's hand.
Embarquement immédiat du vol numéro 38, destination Honolulu.
He stares into space before they both pick up their bags and get to their feet.
Boarding flight number 38 to Honolulu. All ticketed passengers should board immediately.
They join the queue, and Frank hands over his boarding pass to a ticket collector. After some hesitation, Robin hands over her boarding pass. She follows Frank to the door, but stops for a moment before following him out. Quinn has landed in a helicopter at the airport. With one arm still in a sling, he starts running past parked planes and airport workers. He barges through a line of people queuing to board a plane. He runs towards a taxiing passenger jet and stops one of the ground crew.
Hey! Where's the plane? Plane to New York.
Right there.
The jet speeds along the runway and then takes off. Breathing heavily, he stares across the runway before looking around with a distraught expression. He looks over at another plane, which Robin's being escorted off by two policemen.
I'm sorry, I just had to get off the plane. I'm sorry, I delayed the flight. Listen, I just...
He begins to walk towards her. She turns and sees Quinn as he makes the last few steps towards her with a wide smile on his face.
You're here.
Bonjour, Quinn. Tu la connais?
Jean-Claude, my man, s'il vous plaît. Mon ami, merci.
Why did you get off the plane?
Why did you come here?
I decided my life is too simple.
It is?
Yeah, I want to complicate the hell out of it.
They stare into each other's eyes and begin to kiss lovingly.
So, where are we going?
Your place is in New York, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't think I can wait that long. How about my place?
Oh, yeah, your little house on the beach.
More like a shack, actually.
A shack?
It's not much.
Uh-huh. You do have a bed, don't you?
Are you gonna be this fussy about everything?
I wanna love you and treat you right.